Tomorrow, the International Monetary Fund will publish its World Economic Outlook, and according to the Financial Times newspaper, which has obtained a draft of that report, it will urge the U.S. Federal Reserve to prepare the world economy for higher interest rates. Reporter Andrew Balls of the Financial Times joins us from New York. And Andrew Balls, what is the IMF concerned about, and what does it want the U.S. to do?
Well, the first thing is the IMF is quite optimistic in this report. The world economic outlook looks a lot better than it did in September. But what the IMF says is that because things look better, now is the time for the U.S. to start preparing the world and preparing the markets for higher interest rates to come.
Now, Mr. Greenspan can often speak in ways that are extremely meaningful to people in the financial markets and utterly inscrutable to laypersons. So does the IMF want him to say, let's face it, I mean, in his vocabulary, let's face it, in a year or two we're going to see much higher interest rates than we have right now, and we shouldn't take that as a great surprise when it happens?
What the IMF wants, I think, is it shows that the financial markets expect an interest rate rise in the second half of the year. But there's a great deal of uncertainty about how quickly the Federal Reserve will move. Interest rates have been very low for a long time, and there is uncertainty about how quick the Federal Reserve will be to raise interest rates from 1%. What the IMF wants, I would say, is for Mr. Greenspan to give a clear roadmap so that anybody who watches the Federal Reserve, who worries about interest rates, has a clearer idea of what its strategy is going to be. Mr. Greenspan has a reputation for sometimes not being quite as clear to the markets as he might be. This is what central bankers should do. They don't want to be too clear. But on this occasion, the IMF is saying what is really needed is very clear guidance from Mr. Greenspan on precisely what the Federal Reserve intends to do in order to avoid nasty surprises. What the IMF doesn't want is surprises to the markets about interest rates, which could cause disruption in equity markets, possibly even in housing markets, and also outside the US in emerging markets. The IMF warns that in Latin America particularly, there is a lot of exposure to US interest rate risk.
How high do people think interest rates might go, and how would that affect Americans?
Well, I mean, that's a very difficult question. Now, sometimes people talk about a neutral rate of interest, where the Federal Reserve has neither got its foot on the gas or its foot on the brake. Now, where that might be is a matter of great controversy. It might be, say, 3%. It might be a little bit higher or a little bit lower. But what is clear is that the Fed has got its foot very hard on the gas, and it's going to have to ease off. Now, one concern is that because the Federal Reserve has stressed how patient it will be, that it's in no hurry to raise interest rates, one concern is that people get used to the idea that we'll always have these very low interest rates. This might have implications for stock prices. This might have implications for housing prices. It certainly has implications for people who invest in bonds. A concern for the Federal Reserve is that if people become accustomed to the idea of very low interest rates, then house prices or stock prices might get much higher than you would think based on history they should really be. So one reason the Federal Reserve has to clearly communicate its policy is just to say to people these good times, these low interest rates can't last, and people should be prepared for the change.
So something along the lines of the party's over.
The party's over. But a difficult thing, and speeches by the Federal Reserve, it's not absolutely sure that even our policymakers in Washington have precisely the right idea, or a clear idea, I should say, on the course of interest rates. We've seen 1 month or 3 months maybe of slightly better job growth, but the Fed needs to wait and see how the economy is going. Inflation has risen a little bit, but it still is very low. And so Mr. Greenspan has to be very careful.
Andrew Balls, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Reporter Andrew Balls of the Financial Times newspaper speaking with us from New York City.